Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I hope you've been enjoying listening to Happy Place, the album. I've got one more artist to share with you today. It's the brilliant, beautiful voice of Amala. Her song Bold is one of my favourites, and you'll be hearing lots about her in the months to come, I promise you that. In this chat, we talk about finding that voice, how this year has helped her get comfortable with change and writing love songs that don't quite help get the guy. Ready? Let's do it. First of all, I have to just say a huge thank you for giving us your beautiful song, Bold, to feature on the Happy Place album. I've probably listened to it now about 90 times. Gorgeous, gorgeous song. So a little bit of backstory for the listeners. So our mutual friend, Jamal, was like, he's always tipping me off about things he thinks I'm going to love because we're both obsessed with music. And he sent me a link to one of your videos and I was like, oh my God, who is this? I need to know everything about this woman. And that was the start of my love affair with your voice. So I'm so chuffed. Before we get into the chat, let's just hear a little bit of Bold. Here it is.
Okay.
I've been overthinking. You're always on my mind, memorizing what I'm gonna say. My words underlined. Deep in this condition, I've put in the time, and anxiously I'm awaiting your applying strength. I can say that you've saved me, because I've become what you've made me.
Oh, I love it so much.
It's nice hearing it again.
It's just dreamy. When I was listening to a lot of the masters for the album, I would just put my headphones on and walk around the park. And hearing that when you're just like out and the sun's setting, oh my God.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Oh, well, you are. That song, my God, whatever you just channeled into that, tell us about it. Like, what did you want to get across in that song? What was the motivation for you to get that out of you?
Yeah, I think it started at the beginning of the year, because I remember it started off with the bass line. Bum, 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 bum. And I think I was just trying to like challenge myself to write about love, because I don't normally do it really that much, but also trying to challenge myself by reducing the amount of like chords I could play and like rhythms that I could work with. I just wanted to like scale it back so that like the vocal and the melody was just grabbing you at each point. And from January, obviously, we had the whole pandemic hit. And I think I found the value of people and the importance of just having people around you that you love. It just became really overwhelming. And I wanted to get that like emotion and that feeling into the song. And I'm really proud of it, because it is just like that little time capsule of what happened in 2020.
Yeah. And you've captured such a special part of it, because I think for all of us, no matter what this year has been like, one of the fundamentals is we really appreciate each other. Yeah. And the people that we love.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so important. And I think we've all gone, I don't have time for the people that are not valuing me, or I'm just, there's a discord there. And the people that we love, we've just thrown everything at. And you've so captured that beauty in your song. Do you find it easy to translate what you're feeling and experiencing into song? Does that just naturally flow for you? I'm so fascinated with how musicians work in this way.
You know what? It's been a really recent thing, because like before this year, I found it very hard to like be hyper emotional and then write about it really close to the event. So I had to take like 6 months or 8 months and sort of be distant from it in order to write about it in a way that other people can resonate. But this year, I think it's just been so, like, so yes. intense and emotional and everything's just, like, hit us at one point. I've learned definitely to, like, to be able to just say what I mean and put it into song. Mm. So, yeah, definitely, I think Bold was, like, the first song I was, like, I've actually just said, like, everything that I want to say. And, yeah, it's still going, so that's good for me.
That must be the best feeling ever. Because to know that you've, like you said, you create this little time capsule of that feeling, and music does release something in you, you know, for someone like me who is not musical in the slightest, but you hear a song and it unlocks a part of you that you'd suppressed or that you didn't even know was there. Like, for you, creating that sort of art must feel exquisite.
It's really strange. It's really strange. Like, having a feeling, whether that's like loving somebody or I guess in this case it's loving somebody and then wanting them to understand like your thought processes, wanting them to understand that you're like thinking about them all the time, but you're also pacing back and forth, and whenever you leave the house and you see something and it reminds you of them and it pulls you back to this like central thread of like just what it means to be like young and in love and human. And I think that's a really, really cool thing that I'm learning to do better, mm-hmm. I think.
And do you find it easy to write about, I guess, pain would sum it up, rather than joy or things that are happy? Because it seems like so much of music, even the stuff that sounds really upbeat and happy, can be rooted in such deep pain because people feel it so strongly. Which is easier for you to write about or be inspired by?
Definitely, I think it's easier to write about sadness, just because it's so much more overwhelming, you know, it like takes over every inch of you and you know when it's there, whereas I think when you're happy and you're joyful, it just feels like what life should be like. It just feels like normal, I think, sometimes, whereas when you're sad, it's this whole like wave that impacts you and then your family and your friends. And I think because it's so abrupt, it's easier to write about that because it feels distinct, it feels different. But yeah, happiness is harder. But I am learning actually to write like more fast tempo songs because I don't normally do that. So I think I'm sort of getting into the flow of being able to like express joy a bit better.
It's funny, isn't it? When we're, like you say, when we're feeling happy, we think, oh, this is normal. So that perhaps is like quite connective. We think, oh, now I'm like everybody else. We're all happy. When we're sad, we really feel alienated and like we're alone. But actually, we're probably more connected to everybody else than ever because so many people out there are feeling sorrow, pain, angst, whatever. But for some reason, it feels really private, insular, and cut off from everyone. And perhaps artists do then find that easier to channel because they're searching for connection so desperately.
Mm. Yeah, no, definitely. It is really lonely. It's really hard. Like, I mean, the song is happy, but originally it started out because I liked this guy. I was talking to this guy and I asked him out and he said no.
Oh, I've had that happen. Hi. Yeah.
He said horrendous. No. So I was like, well, I've just like started writing this love song and I don't know what I'm going to do about that now. But it is funny. Like, human interactions are funny and just learning about it and figuring out how to channel that into a little thing is cool.
Yeah.
That's why
and
I love
you
it.
Well, you are insanely good at it. How have you dealt with this year? Because, you know, when I first started listening to your music and looking into, you know, your style and what you're about after Jamal had tipped me off about you, I was like, wow, this woman is going to be huge. You know, you're hotly tipped by all these people and there's hype around you. And then brilliant, a global pandemic, all new young musicians who were about to have the greatest year of their career and their music sort of being elevated to the next level, and everything's sort of on standstill. How have you dealt with that?
I think I realized really quickly that whatever was happening was more important than what I had planned for the year. I mean, it was really scary. Nobody knew what was happening.
Yeah.
It was really unstable. Everybody was buying toilet roll.
Yes.
All the toilet roll. Like, we had no idea. And I was just like, you know what? I had some cool things planned this year, but right now this is what we have to deal with. And that's okay. That's fine. As long as I've got, you know, the people that I love around me. But I think for me, it's really important just to remember what I do have. I've had opportunity to be on the Happy Place album, and I've written some amazing songs, and I had the Ivor Novello nomination as well.
Yes.
Like, so some incredible things have happened, even though I've not been able to leave London, you know? So I think it's just important to hone in on those things. And I'm becoming like such a better songwriter, just having this time to go over and practice. And I've actually never had this much time to make music in my life. I've always been doing other things. So just being able to like remember that, you know, things happen for a reason, but it's about how you're using the time, whether that's to relax or to spend time with your family or to write songs, whatever. Just appreciate it, I think.
Well, I am so excited to see what you come out with next. I mean, you've got like a super fan here. I'm obsessed with your voice, and I love what you do and your style. It's just all impeccable. So I'm waiting there eagerly, like more new songs, more.
Thank
you so much for being part of this album. It's an honor to have you on, and you just good luck with everything in the future, not that you need it.
Thank you.
That I'm ready to give.
Thank you so much again to Amala, and I mean it. I can't wait to hear what you come up with next. In the meantime, though, please, everybody, enjoy this track. It's so beautiful, and it's exclusively for Happy Place, the album. You can stream the full long play right now, wherever you get your music, including, unbelievably, a collaboration with Dame Helen Mirren, plus tracks from Larry Pink the Human, Emily Sunday, Sam Fender, and Ludovico Einaudi. Do it now. And check in next Monday for another Happy Place. I'll see you then. Bye.
So bold.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.